Hello, hello, and welcome back to Cutting Chai Stories, where the episodes are short and full of masala. You'll see why in today's episode. Just like the half servings of milky tea we call cutting chai back home in India. I'm your host, Jayati Vora. And before we go any further, I want to caution any parents whose kids are listening to this, or any kids themselves who are listening to this, that this episode is for mature audiences only. It's not safe for work, and don't blast it so your neighbors can hear. Or, you know, do that if that's how you roll. So now that the warning's out of the way, today what we are going to do is deconstruct a well-written email by Roshni. Roshni only uses her first name for her business, by the way, kind of like Beyonce. So Roshni is a trauma-informed, holistic sex coach who helps women claim their sexual pleasure, power, and wildness. And she's planning her email sequence, inviting people to a masterclass she'll be holding soon. Now, one disclaimer. This email that I'm deconstructing today, it hasn't been sent yet. So it might change a bit before it gets sent out to her list, but probably not too much because it's pretty great as it is. All right. So this is the first email of several that she wrote to invite people to her webinar on how to have mind-blowing orgasms. I mean, she could have just used that as her subject line, am I right? She could have just put the date and time in the body of the email with a link to register and called it a day. Who doesn't want to learn to have mind-blowing orgasms? But she went above and beyond, so I asked her if I could share her email in this episode and deconstruct for you why it works. This is how she starts it off. Hey Jayati, years ago, I used to work in a corporate office that had a set of those big automatic revolving doors. You had to get the timing just right when jumping in there, or you could end up walking right out of the building again. Or worse, getting one of your legs stuck in the doors. Not a good look when you're trying to impress your boss, who you've just waved to. Sometimes it feels like life is that revolving door. Eat, sleep, work, kids, repeat. And pleasure isn't even on the circuit. Now, already, Roshni has drawn me in. She's given me a visual of those automatic revolving doors, and she's made me chuckle at that image of looking like a fool in front of your boss. Then she sets up her transition to the purpose of this email. Why is she telling us about the revolving door at work? Well, because life can feel like that sometimes. So that makes for a perfect segue to what comes next in her email. Pleasure? That's so trivial, is the message society gives us. Orgasms? If it happens, great, but don't count on it. That kind of thinking left me bitter, resentful, and silently pissed off that I was getting further and further from the person who mattered most. Myself. Have you felt this way too? It makes total sense. We have been conditioned to often forget that we even have a body. And that our bodies have needs, including sensual and sexual pleasure. Now what Roshni's doing is asserting the importance of self-care. It's important to take care of yourself. And she's connecting with her audience by asking them a question. Now that's a prime way to get engagement, right? To get buy-in. Have you felt this way too? She goes on to list different kinds of orgasms you can have. I'm not quoting the whole email. In the email, she cites cervical orgasms, nipplegasms, and many more. Now, what she's doing, when she's showing you the variety of orgasms you can have, if the grass is greener on the other side, she's giving you a tantalizing glimpse of your neighbor's lawn. Why is this important? Because when you're trying to make a sale, you're selling a transformation. What can my product or service do for you? It's not just the straightforward, teach you things you didn't know about your own body, but it's more, learn how to reconnect with the most important person in the world, yourself. You're selling the feeling. Everyone has heard this adage, right? You're not selling a product, you're selling how that product makes you feel. So let's see how Roshni describes that feeling in her email. You were born to feast at the buffet of life. A cornucopia of mind-blowing, peel-me-off-the-ceiling orgasms await you. Apart from the mouthfeel of that, I mean, that was just so juicy and wonderful to say. Is anyone else getting hot under the collar? I mean, her language is so passionate. Who wouldn't want to feast at the buffet of life, right? So how do we do that? She goes on to tell us. All you need to do is take the first step. Explore. Be curious. Okay, that's two steps. And then she has a laughing emoji. If this has piqued your curiosity, I'll be sharing the best of what I know in an all-new live masterclass, How to Have Mind-Blowing Orgasms and Pleasure. And then she goes on to give the time and the date of the masterclass and the link to register. It's not a short email, but the payoff is so worth it. Because what she's done is taken her readers on a journey. She's made them laugh through her story about the revolving doors, tied it neatly into how so many women feel about their lives, like they're on this repeat cycle of family responsibilities, they never take care of themselves, and then she shows you how it could be instead. This is the greener grass on the other side bit. Look at how many different orgasms are out there. And then she describes and sells the feeling that they're going to get, and she does that with the juiciest possible language. Finally, she ends with another laugh and a gentle invitation. Everyone can do this. It's not intimidating. Just be curious and explore. And by the way, this is where you register for the masterclass. I bet this email will convert like crazy. There's one thing that isn't explicit in this email, but that shines through very clearly to anyone who's reading it or listening to it here on this podcast. At the end of the day, all writing conveys energy. If you are feeling dull and lifeless when you're writing to your list, or when you're writing a social media post, your writing is also going to be dull and lifeless. I don't know what magic this is, but I swear it's true. Something about your writing shifts when you are feeling energized and enthusiastic and excited about what you're writing, even if the words are similar. When there's no feeling behind it, your audience will be able to tell, and then they won't be energized. And what I loved about Roshni's email, and the reason why I picked it to share with you today, is that not only is it very skillfully executed, but also you can tell that she's dying to share her orgasm secrets with you. That's why you get excited about it. You know what I'm talking about, right? You can feel her energy coming through those words. So when you are sitting down to write your next email, your next sales email, first make sure you're feeling excited about it. Then you want to try and use humor if you can. You don't have to tell a joke. It can just be something that, you know, elicits a chuckle. A funny anecdote like the one she told in the beginning. Use a story that brings a visual to your readers' minds. We like to hold on to anchors, to something concrete, to descriptions. So paint a picture for us. Describe your ideal customer's pain, right? That's when she talks about the rinse repeat cycle where you don't have any time for yourself. And then you show them the neighbor's lawn. Look at all these different kind of orgasms you can have. Then you want to show them the path to get there. In the case of Roshni's email, that's the masterclass. And then finally, this is just dotting the I's and crossing the T's. You want to make all the information they need super clear and easy to read. Date, time, link to register. People shouldn't have to go hunting for it. So if you're interested in mind-blowing orgasms, you can sign up for Roshni's email list. I'll put the link in the show notes. And that's where she'll send out the masterclass invitation as well, in case you want to hop on that. If you enjoyed this episode, if you found something useful in it, will you subscribe and rate and review it on Apple Podcasts? It helps new listeners discover Cutting Chai Stories, and I would be ever so grateful. Meanwhile, your homework for this week is to sit down and write a piece of content when you're feeling like your creative juices are flowing, when you are feeling absolutely seized with enthusiasm for your product and your service. And then once you finish the whole thing, I would like you to go back and take another look at it and see if you hit the notes that Roshni's emailed it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to Roshni for allowing me to use your email. And till I see you all again next Thursday, I hope you have mind-blowing orgasms.